Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to this Maundy Thursday service. Maundy, the name for tonight, comes from the Latin word mandatum, meaning commandment. In the Gospel of John, Jesus says, "A new command I give you, to love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know you are my disciples, if you love one another." So tonight we gather as a community not defined by walls, but by love. Where if we were in our church building together, we would typically wash feet, another symbol of Jesus' servant love for one another and teaching for us as his disciples today. Tonight, instead, we'll focus on the breaking of bread and sharing of the cup, and then living into the passion, walking with Jesus the journey into death in the service of tenebrae, which means shadows or darkness. So as we begin, join me in prayer. Lord Jesus, we continue the journey through the wilderness, walking now from the garden to the cross. Guide us now as day turns to evening, as the light of the world turns to darkness. May we continue to find our way, being led by your commandment of love, O Lord. Led by your commandment of love. Amen. Well, for those of you that have... Well, as we move into a call to worship, I don't know if you have the bulletin in front of you that was sent out. If you do, you're welcome to read the all part as Gloria leads that section. If you don't, you can simply listen. But join me if you're able in the call to worship. Lord Jesus Christ, in this sacred and solemn week, when we see again the depth and mystery of your redeeming love,
help us to follow where you go, to stop where you stumble,
to listen when you cry, to hurt as you suffer, to bow
our heads in sorrow when you die, so that when you are raised to life again, we may share your endless joy. Amen.
Amen. We're going to move into a time of celebrating the Lord's Supper. And again, I hope it is a celebration, a way for us to come together and be together. For even as we sit in separate spaces, we are one body in Christ. If you don't have the elements, again, I invite you to get them. We'll move right from the reading that Gloria will lead us in into a time of communion. So I welcome you to hear the scripture as brought to us by Gloria.
Matthew 26, 17 through 30. On the first day of unleavened bread, Matthew 26, 17 to 30. On the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Where do you want us to make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is near. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, "Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me." And they became greatly distressed and began to say to him and to one another, "Surely not I, Lord." He answered, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born." Jesus, who betrayed him, said, "Oh, surely not I, Rabbi." He replied, "You have said so." While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will never again drink of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
As we move into a time of confession, into a time of communion, I invite you to join me in spending a few moments in confession, taking some time to just slow down and recognize the brokenness we bring. So again, if you have the words in front of you, I invite you to join along. Before we take the body of the Lord, before we share his life in bread and wine, we recognize our brokenness, our limitations, our sinfulness. These we lay down.
Lord Jesus Christ, companion at this feast, we empty our hearts and stretch our hands and ask to meet you here in bread and wine, which you lay down. Amen.
Amen. Well, as we come, I invite you to have your bread or whatever you're choosing to use as bread this evening and your cup with you. Because as Jesus celebrated the Passover meal with his closest companions, Passover being a time of remembering God's promises of freedom and redemption, so we too remember God's liberating and redeeming love. I invite you to take this bread, and on that night when Jesus gathered in the upper room, Jesus, in his bottomless love for those who each in their own way would betray him, he picked up that bread and he broke it, inviting each one around the table to eat with him for one last time, to join in that act of sharing. He blessed and he broke the bread, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." So let us take and eat together the body of Christ. And then, when the meal came to an end, he took the cup of the fruit of the vine, and he gave thanks and shared it, saying, "Drink, all of you." He invited each one around the table, saying, "Drink, all of you, for this is the blood of my new covenant poured out for the forgiveness of sins. My friends, take and drink." Let us pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, you who welcomed us, the broken ones, to join you at the table, we give thanks for the gift of bread and cup, for sharing once again, for remembering your call, your commandment to love. As we move from the table into a time of readings, music, and darkness, open our hearts, O Lord, to join you in holding the sufferings of the world. In your holy name we pray, amen.
Matthew 26:34. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away one more time and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer."
Matthew 26:47-56. While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him was a large crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him." At once he came up to Jesus and said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. Jesus said to him, "Friend, do what you are here to do." Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and arrested him. Suddenly, one of those with Jesus put his hand on his sword, drew it, and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, "Put your sword back into its place, for all who take up the sword will perish by the sword. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled, which say it must happen in this way?" At that hour, Jesus said to the crowds, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day, I sat in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But all of this has taken place so that the scriptures of the prophets may be fulfilled." Then all the disciples deserted him and fled.
We remain. Is it time for the third reading? Matthew 26, verses 57 to 68. Those who had arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas the high priest, in whose house the scribes and the elders had gathered. But Peter was following him at a distance, as far as the courtyard of the high priest. Then going inside, he sat with the guards in order to see how this would end. Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for false testimony against Jesus so that they might put him to death, but they found none, though many false witnesses came forward. At last, two came forward and said, "This fellow said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days.'" The high priest stood up and said, "Have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you?" But Jesus was silent. Then the high priest said to him, "I put you under oath before the living God. Tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "You have said so, but I tell you, from now on, you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "He has blasphemed. Why do we still need witnesses? You have now heard his blasphemy. What is your verdict?" They answered, "He deserves death." Then they spat in his face and struck him. And some slapped him, saying, "Prophesy to us, you Messiah. Who is it that struck you?"
Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard. A servant girl came to him and said, "You also were with Jesus the Galilean." But he denied it before all of them, saying, "I do not know what you are talking about." When he went out to the porch, another servant girl saw him, and she said to the bystanders, "This man was with Jesus of Nazareth." Again, he denied it with an oath, "I do not know the man." After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, "Certainly you are also one of them, for your accent betrays you." Then he began to curse and swore an oath, "I do not know the man." At that moment, the rooster crowed, and then Peter remembered what Jesus had said, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times." And he went out and wept bitterly. When morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people conferred together against Jesus in order to bring about his death. They bound him, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate the governor. When Judas, his betrayer, saw that Jesus was condemned, he repented and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders. He said, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." But they said, "What is that to us? See to it yourself." Throwing down the pieces of silver in the temple, he departed, and he went and hanged himself.
Matthew 27, 11 to 26. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You say so." But when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he did not answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many accusations they made against you?" But he gave him no answer, not even to a single charge. So the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the festival, the governor was accustomed to release a prisoner for the crowd, anyone whom they wanted. At that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Jesus Barabbas. So after they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Jesus Barabbas or Jesus who is called the Messiah?" for he realized that it was out of jealousy that they had handed him over. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that innocent man, for today I have suffered a great deal because of a dream about him." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus killed. The governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what should I do with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" All of them said, "Let him be crucified." Then he asked, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." So when Pilate saw that he could do nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took some water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." Then the people as a whole answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." So he released Barabbas for them, and after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified.
Matthew 27, verses 27 to 37. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole cohort around him. They stripped Jesus and put a scarlet robe on him, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head. They put a reed in his right hand and knelt before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." They spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. After mocking him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. As they went out, they came upon a man from Cyrene named Simon. They compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered Jesus wine to drink mixed with gall, but when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified Jesus, they divided his clothes among themselves by casting lots. Then they sat down there and kept watch over him. Over his head, they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews."
Matthew 27:38-54. Then two bandits were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes and elders, were mocking him, saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross now, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now, if he wants to. For he said, 'I am God's son.'" The bandits who were crucified with him also taunted him in the same way. From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And about 3:00, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "This man is calling for Elijah." At once, one of them ran and got a sponge, filled it with some sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink. But the others said, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him." Then Jesus cried again with a loud voice and breathed his last. At that moment, the curtain in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks were splint. The tombs were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. After his resurrection, they came out of the tombs and entered the holy city and appeared to many. Now when the centurion and those with him who were keeping watch over Jesus saw the earthquake and what took place, they were terrified and said, "Truly, this man was God's son."
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, it causes me to tremble.
brothers and sisters, following the postlude, we will head out of this meeting in silence, gathering again on Sunday morning. And as we leave, as the day fades into night, let us pray together. As we go into this night, lights extinguished, the shadows growing long, O Lord, may we be led by your love, giver of light. May we be led through the darkness, following your light. In your holy name we pray. Amen.